Hey assholes, it's Magenta, and my favourite colour is pink.
It's Gemma, my favourite colour is also pink.
It's Haley, and my favourite colour is green.
It's Pia, and my favourite colour is blue.
Ah, what a rainbow of individuality with three colours.
I'm glad we got that covered.
I'm glad we got that covered.
Now everyone will know that forever, what our favourite colours are.
Yeah, remember it. So this is our first podcast. I don't know if you guys are nervous, but I'm pretty nervous. We don't know what we're doing to a certain extent. We got some stuff planned, but it might just be really random, so apologies. So, we just watched Taylor Swift's new video for Shake It Off, I think it's called, and Nicki Minaj's new video for Anaconda.
Woo!
I think for Nicki Minaj's video, we can all agree 10 out of 10 wood bun.
What do you guys think of Nicki's video?
10 out of 10 wood bun.
Booty. That's all.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole video. What about you, Madge?
It's pretty good. It was pretty funny.
Lots of ass.
Do we think too much ass, or like...
Yeah, it's like, we get it, think... but you have an ass, okay?
I don't think you can have too much, but... No. I think there should have been more. I was expecting... When you said...
More!
When you told me about it, I was expecting more, but...
Are you serious? There couldn't be any more.
I was expecting more!
I probably tried, it was too much.
I was expecting, like, demand every second to butt. Be it. Like, really, really faded out in, like, over top of everything else. It's just...
The background, like, where it's white.
Yeah, it's just a butt.
Even people have, like, on their clothes, it's just prints of butts.
Well, I don't know. They had, like, the actual word butt on their t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't even remember what it said.
I couldn't even read it.
It said small print, butt.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, the small print. I don't remember what it said. It's not very clear, I guess. What did you think about Taylor's video?
It was all right.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time a few days ago, and it wasn't outstanding. I mean, because you already told me about it, you were like, oh, it's really cute and funny, and I was like, it was funny and kind of cute, but it wasn't, like, super good.
It was kind of annoying.
I think it's just because I really don't like her face, and so I see her, I'm like, ugh.
And that one part where she's, like, doing cheerleading, she sounds exactly like Avril Lavigne.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh my god, I'm just like playing it through my head. She actually does. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I liked it. I don't like it better than Nicki's because I'm in like...
Yeah, I like Nicki's. Nicki's is better.
Yeah.
She got the booty and she can work that.
Play that song while I walk down the aisle when I get married.
You twerk up the aisle.
And then it's just like...
But it should be like a hole in your wedding dress for your butt.
And then Drake's there and he's just there, like, in a corner going, my anaconda don't.
And he's on a chair with his hands in front of his mouth, like,
my anaconda don't.
Did you notice that he's wearing two pairs of shorts?
What? No.
To conceal his boner.
Boner?
Boner.
I didn't notice that.
Fair enough.
Same. I'm wearing two pairs of shorts right now.
I probably would wear two pairs of shorts if I had two pairs of shorts.
Yeah, Pia's broke. She's actually a homeless person who we just picked up off the street.
Yeah, like 200
podcasts.
We
didn't even know her name was Pia until she introduced herself, so...
Shut up.
You know, we don't even really care that her name's... Her name... her favourite colour's blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's also...
Truth comes out.
Speaking of,
Blue.
Pia and stuff we don't care about. He has written a rap. No, just
it's,
kidding.
It's not really like a rap. It's kind of like a poem. Maybe not even, it's not really
poem,
a poem,
but you just kind of say it's it rappy. Like, it's just like a load of
is
words.
Is it like, it's like La Dispute?
No.
No, it's just a load of words.
Part of it's kind of like a letter, and the rest is kind of like a rap, and then the rest is a letter.
Yeah. I like it though. I like it.
When did you write this rap?
I wrote this in English last week, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just
how many
felt
words
it.
Is it exactly?
Maybe you should be
it's
quiet.
Not on Microsoft Word. She's broke. She doesn't have a computer. Shut
it.
Up.
How'd you write it in English if she's broke? Did you know before we picked her up off the street?
Too many questions.
I can't answer that.
Pass.
Pass.
Sorry, my lawyer said I
okay,
should
talk. Okay, so now we're all going to sit quiet for the next 10 minutes while Pia reads her.
That long.
It only goes for like 30 seconds.
Can you introduce it in like the most white voice ever?
What?
Do you have a name for the rap?
No.
This is...
We can decide a name after I finish rapping it.
Okay, well, I'll just say, this is Pia's rap, and she's going to sing it for us now.
That's smooth. 91.5.
Great time and great music. Got my 4.3.
For some reason, I thought that was part of the rap for a second.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Dear Haley and Todd, how have you been? Where is the cattle that lives down the road? Are you still getting hard at Krusty Krab? Winky face. I sure hope so, slut. Next minute, I'll be rocking on the party floor, shaking this booty and looking for that fine herb. Crack rock, crack rock. How much dope can you ditch to me? Take a hit, just please. Smoking that fine herb. High as a kite, pop me some Molly's, bitch. Get low and give me some pingers. I want to ditch some dope to my homies in the front row. This is brutally honest. But I'm going to pop my ass until the Grim Reaper is at my doorstep. Because, bae, TBH, I'll be shaking what my mother gave me till the devil licks his elbow. Tackle me down on the slide. Downtown, downtown, down, down. Prices are down. Sure to get low, but don't let the toe man see. Because, baby, when I be shaking all this up in your face, bitch is going to be jealous. What you going to do with all this ass? Lyrical, magical, spiritual magenta. When I drop this mic, you cover your ears and wait for the pop in your ears as I rake in the cash. Winged eyeliner, sneaky phone callers, sneaking my number at 3 a.m. I got my bitch beside me, baby, what you thinking? Hella, hella, rotten Nutella. You twerk, I work, you hustle, I sandcastle. You smoke that dope, I hope you broke your finger in 2007. Best wishes from Pia.
I just need to say, lyrical, magical, spiritual, magenta. She knew you too.
I just wanted, because everyone, obviously people can't see this, but like when Pia wrote that, when Pia read that, we all had our hands in front of our mouths to laugh.
That really was so good, you, Pia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It just came to me one day.
All of it in my head, and I just
when it says
it.
Don't let the Toman see, Toman is our English teacher.
Yeah.
Mr. Toman.
Yeah,
I didn't want him to see while I was rapping because, like, he was teaching class, he'd be mad. Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
You know, this is really off topic, but I love magenta when you put your glass down, you, like, triumphantly, like, my cup's down every single time. Yeah. Just look out for that, listeners.
No, I'm going to spill my milk everywhere.
So, how long did it take for you to write that?
I think it took about half an hour.
It should be like two periods.
No, it didn't take
No, it didn't even take a half an hour. Like.
I think it did. It was on and off. It just came to me sometimes. And...
Did you like wake up in a hot sweat? That's it! Hella, hella, Nutella!
Pretty much.
It's really special, I think. I think it encompasses all of Pia's life. It's like your life story in like a nice bit-sized minute rap.
My favourite bit personally is... this bit, could you just read it out for me? Yeah. This whole bit here.
Downtown, downtown, down, down, prices are down.
That bit, that's my favourite.
That's
my favourite bit to the back.
Yes,
it has
same.
It has
you twerk, I work.
Hustle and sand cussle rhyme. Sand cussle. It depends how you say it, really. That's kind of where the rapping genius kicks in. Like, you gotta really know what you're doing to kind of, like, you know. That's why some people don't got it.
Some people don't got it.
He has certainly got it though.
From one magical piece of music to another.
Troye Sivan's EP has come out recently.
This is the sound of it. This is how it sounds. Because it's right here in my hands.
Hands.
Shut up!
Hayley's practicing her lyrical rap genius by adapting to new accents so she can rhyme with other words.
That wasn't a new accent, that was just how I speak.
Hands.
I'm sorry.
Do you say hands or like hands solo?
Oh my god.
So, yeah, talk about this.
Hayley. How do you pronounce
sand? That's like what? I don't know.
How do you pronounce the name of this EP?
Oh, well, it's Trixie.
It's Trixie.
No, it's T-R-X-Y-E.
So you just spell it.
Yeah. It's like Troy, but
is there a reason? Has he said there's a reason why it's called TRXYE?
Yeah, he said it's because there's a lot of stuff that we don't find out, like behind the scenes, and that X is what it's for.
Oh, that's cute. Because his name's Troy, if people were wondering. Yeah. I already said that. You know what I mean. It's a really nice, like, I like the blue. It's a good blue!
Personally, I like all of it. Everything about it.
I like how you smeared some of that, like the pink shit on the cover. It looks really different.
Sorry, that was just me. I had some bubble gum earlier.
I like the contrast.
So, Hayley, you're a big fan of this.
Yeah, Hayley can just talk about it.
I changed my blog theme. Well, not my theme, but, like, the colours. I changed them to the colours of Trixie.
That's cute.
Trixie.
That's hot.
What's your favourite song in it? Tell the people.
I like Touch.
Any reason why?
Yeah, it's nice. I don't know. It just feels nostalgic. Like, I just think of stuff that happened when I listened to it. I don't know why.
I've heard it too. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard it too. I made her listen to it.
Oh yeah, she's just kind of playing.
It's got that Fault in Our Stars song, which I don't know about you guys, but that was the first thing I ever saw of Troy. So, memories.
I don't know what the first thing I saw of
First thing was. I saw you show, I think you showed me, was him singing, Kiss Me Like You Wanna Be Loved. Yeah, the headphones in his
ear. It's really good, I'm gonna fart.
Like, legit?
I know, I'm just saying that because I'm really excited. Because I'm just proud of him.
Do you get excitement farts?
No. I get nervousness farts, but not excitement farts.
Imagine if you were like waiting for a concert and you're like, oh my god!
Harry Styles!
Was that like.
That's the release. That's the.
The sigh of relief?
The relief, that's what I'm trying to.
The relief of excitement.
The relief of the fart.
Imagine if you were seriously so excited for something, you just like shat yourself. It's like, people
do probably do that. Oh, you did that.
Well, like, that's what they.
Just that fast. Because that's how I shit into the toilet. I don't know about you guys.
The whole thing is. Flush.
I'm like Seinfeld and Friends. Whenever they like, change a scene, they go like, "Doom doom." We should do that every time we change a topic. Doom doom. Monica, what the hell?
Like Hayley, what the hell? Obviously.
Hayley, what the hell?
Hey, can you do that for us?
Yeah.
Just do it right up close to the microphone.
Doom doom doom. Boom.
Yeah. Okay, that's gonna be.
I like that they're like.
Can you remember what time that was at?
I like that it's at 13 minutes and we've already made poop jokes. Like, already.
I really want to also, as well as that, at the same time as that, to put like a chime noise, like a.
Yeah!
Imagine sparkles going
like
across.
A turning page.
like when Bo Burnham, when he finishes one of his poems, you know, in the show.
We should get one of those.
Yeah.
And just like play it every time someone makes a poop
joke. I love those.
Just be like, so, you know what's funnier than farting? Pooping. It'll be like, pooping. Or we'll just like hide Nicki Minaj to go. How much do you reckon it is to like hire Nicki Minaj?
I don't know. $100 million.
You might want to get in some coins.
Oh, Minaj.
But we need a good booty. And then she'll be like, yeah.
Girls, I got that. Gemma, I have a present for you.
What?
What?
How long is it? An elbow hair.
Oh, gross. That's a Nutella spoon thing.
I don't know why it was. It was in a box of Lindt chocolates.
It's because when I had a friend come over the other day, she. What did she do? She, like, tore something in her arm. Like, she tore a nerve ending in her arm. Oh, that's pretty loud. Do you want to just do that up to the microphone so everyone can make sure you can hear that?
This is Magenta opening a Lindor Lindt bowl.
Okay.
Magenta
anyway.
Likes eating bowls.
Oh.
Of chocolate. Just in case there was a misunderstanding.
Ending in her arm, and she was upset, so I gave her a box of chocolates, and I brought up Nutella, and then I showed her, I was like, look what I did, and she's like,
I don't know
Nutella.
Why you're telling us this.
Because you asked, you stupid bitch.
Oh. No, I don't think
Shots
I asked. I think I said, I said...
You said, why is that in there?
You just ask.
We can literally... When? Hayley, we can literally rewind this.
I swear I said it was in a box of chocolates.
And then when you tapped it, you were like, why is it
in there? Oh, I don't
we'll
even
eat
know.
You.
God, Hayley. Why are you even in this podcast?
Can you stop scraping your gum?
Yeah.
Is it making a noise?
Don't ruin the table!
I'm not ruining the table, it's plastic.
You two tops, like...
Ow! Yeah. Gemma's mum's watching.
I'm gonna pull off your hair.
That's weird.
Threat from my mum, if we scratch the table, she'll scratch our face. Our collective face. Speaking of, I don't know, this just like came to mind. Australians, yes, we are Australian. Australians say...
it's not obvious already.
Mate. In
my
ute with my dingo, watching some footy, drinking some VB.
We're actually sitting on top of Ayers Rock right now.
Oh, look, a kangaroo right there. The wild one. It's a bit more hairy than most kangaroos.
Here comes a flock of emus.
Stop cheating on Uluru.
Okay, so
what
you
didn't
say. I don't remember
what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Australians don't say ask. Like, there's no K. We say arse. And ask.
No, we don't.
Who says us? No, like asked. When you say asked, yeah. It's really hard to like pronounce asked. The K. And I've asked. Only just noticed it.
Asked.
That's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
I know. Asked. Magenta, you don't because you're English.
Yeah. English.
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 I'm Latina, honey, okay? Okay. Okay.
That sounds like, people who don't live in Melbourne, the Melbourne transport system for trains, they have this really weird, like, overspeaker when they tell you where you're going, and it's like, they just have recorded specific words, so the sentence sounds, like, really weird. It's like, stopping all stations, except East Richmond. It's like the weird
thing. Yeah, the quiet except
stopping
like
all stations to Belgrave. Except Belgrave.
Okay, what other topics do we have?
Okay, we have... What's the next one? The Teen Choice Awards or the Ice Bucket Challenge.
I think we should talk about the Ice Bucket Challenge. But first, P needs to do the thing up to the microphone.
Boom, doom, doom.
Ice Bucket Challenge. Yeah. We're back.
What do you guys think about the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I think it's good that people are doing it.
Yes.
Because it's for a good cause. And it's got a lot of recognition, and there's, like, heaps of celebrities doing it. And, obviously, you have to donate $100 if you do it.
Yeah.
So.
And if you don't do it.
Yeah, if you're nominated. Gladly, I haven't been nominated, because I don't have any money.
I haven't been nominated either.
I haven't been nominated, and also, I don't want to tip a bucket of ice on my head.
I reckon I'll do it, honestly.
You're a weenie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
not an Aussie.
What about you,
Pia? I would do it.
I don't know. It's like... You can still donate to charity without having to put a bucket of ice in your head. And, like, people, like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know.
I think it's because, do you guys know what ALS is?
Yeah, it's,
I can't
like, remember.
It's when, like, I can't...
It's basically like MS, isn't it? Where, like, the
basically,
message doesn't transfer to your
Yeah, and I think
whatever.
It starts with your hands, and, like, you can't do stuff with your fingers and stuff, and then it goes to your arms and your legs,
and
you can't walk.
Freezing.
And in the end, you can't eat or talk or breathe by yourself.
Yeah, it. I think it kills you in 2 to 5 years, and
what
there's
are you
no
about?
Cure.
ALS,
the ice bucket challenge thing.
And so I think the ice bucket thing is because you tip it on your head. It's like it gives your brain freeze. So it's like it's not just like, so guys, what stupid idea should we come up with to make people do it? It's like an actual thing. Like
I didn't. That's smart.
Because
it
numbs.
Yeah.
Like
I think it's good. It's very good awareness because I had no idea ALS existed, let alone I knew what it was.
Yeah.
So I think it's good. I know that they've had like $8 million being donated in the
it's
last like
amazing.
Week. That's so
I'm
good.
So proud of the human race right now.
I know, I am too. I think it's exciting, it's funny and stuff, and like it's cool to see celebrities do it because you can just like, I don't know, it's cool seeing celebrities with water dumped.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's also great. Not naming any names, but seeing people you hate do it and like them like screaming and being like, yes, continue.
Can I just say, Louis Tomlinson from One Direction, he did it. And he nominated Prince Harry and Boris Johnson, who's the mayor of London. And I don't know if you know about Boris Johnson, but He is so funny. He's like, oh, yes! Boris. He's amazing. He's like a bogan English man. It's so funny.
Is he like a chav or something like that?
No, he's just...
Is he a scouser?
No, nothing like that. He's just like, I don't know, just look up a video of him or something, because it's so funny.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, my favourite one that I saw was the Game Grumps one. That was my favourite one that I saw.
That's the first one that I saw, I think.
Because the five people that did it, Danny, who's great, who we love, he lasted, like, he did the bucket and he, like, just screamed and immediately ran off screen or whatever. And then Ross stayed for, like, 5 minutes afterwards, not making any noise, and he did the whole thing, so.
Yeah.
That was my favourite one.
He didn't, like, wash it. He didn't dry himself off either. Everyone was like, ah! And he was just standing there like...
The first person I saw do it was Nick Hager.
I still haven't seen his. Was it any good?
Yeah. Have you seen Charlie Sheen's one?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, he made it before Charlie Sheen. He just, like, he edited it for a few days. So he ended up posting it after that. So everyone thought he copied it, but he didn't. Basically, what happened was, because you know how you have to donate $100?
Yeah.
If you do it or not. He was sitting in the chair and he had like a bucket of ice water and he went to tip it on his head and like all this money just came out of the bucket.
Oh,
he was
like, a lot of people
donate this money. And then he actually did do it. He was just kidding.
Yeah.
He was like, so guys, I think it's pretty stupid. And then like all these people just like threw ice water on him. But yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, he's such a cool guy.
He is.
What a cool guy.
Appreciation moment for Ryan Higa. He's a cool dude. Shh. Oh, is that appreciation moment? Sorry, I didn't realise.
Harry Styles appreciation.
You're like, appreciation moment, let's move on.
Shut up.
Eating some Tim Tams? Aussie Tim Tams.
Tim Tams. Some tampons.
Anyway.
And we're back. Still eating Tim Tams.
Mate, what's the most Australian thing you can fathom?
You. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually... people's mums.
Yes, people's mums are pretty Australian.
Australian mums, even if they're not, like, your mum's not Australian.
Yeah.
She's so Australian.
My mum's like, hola, tia, como estás?
Yeah. Your mum isn't Australian at all.
My mum's like, ¿quiere comer comida ahora?
What did you just say?
Do you want to eat some food now?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bea, you're a shit cunt.
Wow.
All right, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. You got it. But really, I just have to point out that none of us are actually all Australian.
Yeah.
Like, completely Australian. Because you're half Italian.
Yeah.
You're...
instead of saying you're, can we, like, say who's who? Because no one can see
Gemma
this.
Chan.
Well, I said you're Italian and you went, yeah.
Okay. So Gemma's Italian.
Magenta's,
English.
Well, I don't know. Because like your mum was born in Tasmania. So.
My mum was born in Tasmania and my dad's family was born in the West Indies, but dad lived in England. So like what does that make him? But I was just born in England, so that just makes me English.
I refer to as English. Hayley, you're
too.
I'm half English because my dad's from England.
And Hia is full Chilean.
Chilean. Oye, comen churros. Piñatas.
Okay.
Stereotypes are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, from like looking at them, like, we don't eat pizza.
A lot of them are really accurate, and it just makes me cry.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I guess that's true. I mean, like, the Italian stereotype is, like, loud people who eat a lot of pizza and pasta. And that's true, but, like... It's not that true. We don't just eat pizza and pasta. We eat lasagna too.
And that's it.
We're just going to keep going. Forever.
Yay.
I don't live up to my stereotype at all.
No, nothing.
The black one, not the English one.
Oh, yeah. People don't... Yeah, but Jess is black, if anyone was wondering.
Well,
yeah.
Only half.
Yeah, half.
She's caramel.
Half of my family is black. Well, the majority.
But your dad's black and your mum's white.
And the rest of us are white.
It don't matter if you're black or white.
And you're all lame.
Hee-hoo!
I've got a great joke about audio editing.
Yeah?
Audio editors are so...
Is there an audience listening right now? Or isn't there? Will it be edited? Or won't it?
sorry, guys. Gotta get back to my Kim Kardashian guy. I don't get stuffed up.
Dairies.
I stuffed up what I was saying, so yes. I just slipped into a different accent.
I do that too.
What if we had
one of your voices as a guest?
Dear God, which one? Do you want me to?
No, to fill everyone in.
Michelle. To fill everyone in.
What if we had Michelle? I was thinking of Michelle, but then I was like, Hayley hasn't done it in so long.
Oh. So all of us have like really weird voices we can do for no reason. I have like 15 of them, and they all have characters and backstories and names and stuff. And Hayley has one that has a backstory, but you do other voices. But you've just
I do, but Michelle's like the most advanced of them all.
Most advanced.
Yeah, that's right. My name's Michelle Dragontits. My name's Michelle Dragontits. You can't do it.
I can't do any voices because my voice is like, no, you're too simple good. Of a person.
You can. Just try. You can do it a good Australian accent.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. Do it.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. You can do a good Australian accent.
Kangaroo can't.
Wombat went. My Australian accent sounds like me trying to do an Australian accent. Platypus penis. Which is exactly what it is.
Hang on. I'm taking this conversation. Keep going.
Koala. Koala cat.
Echidna erection.
Kim Kardashian cats. Oh wait, no, that's not an Australian animal. Sorry, guys.
Possum poo.
Possum penis.
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 I said that the first time.
Platypus penis. Penis. It's penis.
Penis. How do you spell that?
It's P-O-I-N-E-S. Penis.
I'm leaving. Penis. Where are you going?
I'm looking at
my phone.
Okay.
Beer can. Beer can. Tim Tam backwards is Matt Mitt.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, the Teen Choice Awards.
So, people were actually, like, really angry about the Teen Choice Awards.
I have no idea about any Teen Choice Awards.
I, like, saw a video by Philip DeFranco. Shout out to Philip DeFranco. And he was talking about how the YouTubers were really upset because the person who won it was a Viner and not a YouTuber. And,
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense to be mad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess, but they were, I don't know, there's some, like, huge controversy about it. Something specific happened that was really, really bad, and I can't remember what it was. Hayley, do you know anything about the Teen Choice Awards? Do you know anyone that won?
Tyler Oakley.
What'd he win?
I don't even know. I just know that he's a cool guy. And
I'm
won stuff.
Pretty sure Teen Wolf won a bunch of them.
Yeah, well,
I saw it on Tumblr.
Tyler P-Dog was hosting
the thing. I'm currently reading, oh, that's what it was. This is the controversy for Teen Choice Awards and YouTubers. People are saying that, like, it was rigged and that voting for it, like, didn't matter. The people who run Teen Choice Awards chose the winners before voting was even up.
And how would you know that?
I don't know. I'm just reading what it says.
How do people know that?
I don't know. The person who won the whole, like, YouTube thing said, it's funny how they told me I won the winner award 6 days before the voting ended and made the runner-ups still tweet to vote for them.
Oh.
That's pretty crappy.
Yeah, that is crappy.
If that did happen.
No. I think we're done. We can't talk about anything else, can we?
Personally, I think we should end this podcast by watching a video of Boris Johnson.
We'll put the link. Are we going to have a link dump? Can we do that?
What do you mean?
When we put it on our Tumblr, everything we talk
are
about.
We? Are we putting it on Tumblr?
We'll make a Tumblr for it. So listen to this, people. If you go to the following address,
imghppodcast.tumblr.com, bitch.
Then we'll, we'll give you the links for everything we talked about it, so you can click on it and be informed.
What if, because you know how you just left a huge gap just then?
Yeah.
And you just edited it later, and your own voice in it, it was just like, so go to this address. And you can find out stuff.
Bye.
Trademark.
Bye.
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 Okay, here we go.